Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you've been driving around Sacramento or the Central Valley for the past couple weeks, there is something you have not been able to escape. Dense gray fog, which makes it hard to see, might make some people think twice about getting on the road. I know I don't like to drive in fog. These gloomy conditions have not only been bringing the mood down, but they've also created dangerous conditions to travel in. But the sun has broken through at times, and if you head to the foothills or the Bay Area, you'll find yourself breaking through the gloom into the sunshine. As we head towards the weekend, is there any relief on the horizon? Ophelia Young is a meteorologist at KCRA and joins us now for a little 101 on all of this fog. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so do people like pull you aside at the grocery store asking you about fog? I know for us, we've been talking about it a lot because we just feel like we've been living in it.
Yeah.
In a place like Sacramento, which usually has a lot of sunshine.
I did get some comments this weekend about just how bad the fog was, especially in the evening. It started developing earlier and overnight. I think this was Saturday night. It was so thick that people were commenting about how they couldn't see their exits until they were about to exit. So that's how thick it's gotten these last few days.
When it comes to fog, is there a concrete definition? What is considered fog?
Yeah. So fog is basically a cloud that forms at the ground. For the official definition of a fog, it's officially defined as impacting visibility, reducing it to down to a kilometer. So that's about 5/8 of a mile. Dense fog is considered visibility down to a quarter mile or less.
Mm-hmm. Now, why does sometimes fog get different names, like in the Bay Area or even in the Valley? There are these different phenomenons. I mean, I know it's the same with like atmospheric rivers or like Pineapple Express. You know, there's lots of names out there for different like meteorological phenomenons.
Yes. So the Bay Area fog that comes in at the coast, that is an advection fog. And what fog we have here in the Valley is radiation fog. So that kind of boils down to how the fog is formed. So in the Bay Area, their advection fog means warm and moist air coming in off the ocean, and it travels horizontally from the ocean on shore. And as that moist air travels on shore, the base of that turns into, it cools and condenses and it turns into fog. The fog that we have here in the Valley is air that's already here. However, it cools, especially overnight, right, which is why fog is thickest in the morning. And when it reaches a point where it can no longer hold vapor, all of that vapor, that moisture condenses onto particulates. So sometimes that could be pollution, and it turns into fog. Mm.
Well, on that note, I mean, our region in Sacramento has also been reporting poor air quality in recent days. So how does that impact or even contribute to more fog?
Oh, it does. It makes fog settle in earlier, last longer, and also when it does develop, develop thicker. So how fog forms is that it is vapor that condenses onto a surface. And pollution, and you know, it has built up day after day these last couple of weeks just from daily urban activities. We have emissions and gases and smoke in the air, right? That all produces surfaces for vapor to condense on and become fog. So when the air does cool to that dew point, there is just more of it.
Yeah, more to hang on to,
yeah, exactly.
I guess.
Right.
So you just laid out the fog is thick in the morning, you know, because overnight temperatures are cold. And at night as well, but it does burn off in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. I guess what causes that? And sometimes it feels like it sets in so quickly as well. It's not very gradual when the fog returns.
Right, right. And that's what we call it, patchy fog, right? That's what makes it so dangerous on the road, is sometimes it's clear and all of a sudden the fog comes on, you hit a wall of it and it's thick and your visibility drops like a rock. Sorry, the question again?
Oh, the question is, in the middle of the day when we actually get a little bit of burn off, why does that happen? Is it just because it's warmer and the sun's out?
The sun does warm the air, and like I mentioned, cooler air can't hold as much vapor. Warmer air can hold more water vapor. So that allows the fog droplets to evaporate into the air, the warmer air. That makes sense.
You know, throughout the stretch of fog that we've been having, you know, since late last year, like one anecdote to share, when the sun finally broke through and it felt like it had been foggy for weeks, my group chat of friends, you know, they had texted like, the sun is out, let's go to a park and let's go for a walk or something. So anytime there's a break, especially after extended periods of fog, it can really feel like a relief. And last weekend, it didn't seem as foggy around here. Mm-hmm. The sun did pop out and, you know, make its presence known for a while. But now it got thicker at the start of the week again. Mm-hmm. So what causes the condition to change between days like this? Is it just like more breezy or is there other things going on?
That's a very good question. So over the weekend, our area of high pressure that's responsible for the fog, basically it is warmer air aloft, high up in the atmosphere. And we all hear that warm air rises, right? Well, when warm air is already up top, there isn't much movement in between the layers. You have the cool air sitting at the bottom and it doesn't mix out well. So that warm air is also sinking down to the surface. It acts like a lid. It traps it in, and we're sitting in a valley. So of course, this bowl makes it so that fog has nowhere to go, right? Except for maybe the Bay Area that kind of acts like a little beak where it kind of spills out. But that high pressure did weaken over the weekend, and that allowed some minor disturbances in the atmosphere to move in.
Kind of like seep out.
Right, a little bit, yeah. So we had some minor disturbances moved in, and that sort of weakened the lid, or the inversion, we call it. And that allowed for that fog to more easily mix out during the afternoons.
And so like our broadcast footprint right now, it's pretty broad. So there may be people listening in the foothills who are like, what are you talking about? Because we're talking about the Sacramento and Central Valley. Even for like us at work, some people do live in the foothills, or they live a little further out, and they're like, hey, like drive to where we are if you want a break from the fog. So can you explain, like, is it just because we're at a lower elevation? This is a valley. And if you just drive, I don't know, sometimes like 30 minutes, you can get a completely different experience with the weather.
Right. So we talk a lot about this inversion, right? What this inversion is temperatures, they normally cool as you go up in the atmosphere. What this inversion is that it warms instead as we go up in the atmosphere. So the air a little higher up is actually warmer than what we are experiencing here at the surface. So when you are driving, say, into the foothills, and all of a sudden you see the fog disappear and it clears up all of a sudden, that is because you have hit that layer of the atmosphere where it has started to warm. And like I said, that warm air is able to hold more. It's warmer. It holds that cold air down to the surface. You're just basically traveling from that cooler, denser layer into that warmer and lighter layer that's sitting up top.
That's interesting, because traditionally you would think at higher elevations, you know, it would be colder. Or even, and with that, maybe a little muggier, but that's not the case, especially over the last several weeks here. And as you mentioned, it can make driving tricky because it can just kind of hit you at a moment's notice. What are some safety tips for people getting on the road if, you know, they're on a clear stretch of highway, clear conditions, and then all of a sudden, you know, they get hit with some fog?
Yeah, and I think that's why it's important to pay attention to your local forecast, right? When we're telling you there might be dense fog in the area, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to walk out of the door and you're going to hit dense fog right away. The area that you are in might be clear. And as you're driving, that fog is patchy. We've seen it on our cameras where all of a sudden it's crystal clear, and maybe 15 minutes later, we're just completely socked in and you can't see the outline of the city at all. That's how quickly visibility can drop. So really, it's maintain your following distance. Make sure that you're giving yourself enough room between you and the car in front of you. And it's important to use your low beams. And a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, it's bright now, we can turn off the low beams. No, that's not true, because the low beams not only help you continue to see better in the fog, even during daylight hours, but it allows other people to see you and know where you are at and which direction you are headed.
Well, before I let you go, Ophelia, are we looking Any clearer, any more relief in the coming days?
Yeah, you know, I know that this morning was still foggy, but there are some changes in the atmosphere. We do have this area of low pressure. It is going to move out east and cause way more problems, as you may have heard. They've got a lot of winter storm watches and warnings out east. But here, that is removing the lid that we have that's responsible for the fog and the haze. And it's the first of a couple of disturbances that we're anticipating these next couple of days. What we really need now is some breezes to kind of mix out that fog layer. I think that we're going to get that Friday night through Saturday. And then on Sunday, we'll wake up to some clearer air in the morning.
Ophelia Young is a meteorologist with KCRA. Thank you so much.
Yay, you're welcome.
And that is it for Insight today. You got a little bit of the forecast. We'll catch you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend.